Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. We will start off the podcast with a good vibe tribe and some pretty funny audio from Samuel L. Jackson. We're going to talk to an electrician from Woburn who started a Facebook group called, I wrote it down. It's time to help an old lady. An old lady needs help. Something like that. It's a really heartwarming story. And then also, Annie's boyfriend has gout.
Tatum out front. Clock at 7. Working against Butler. Got downhill. Couldn't punch it. Bam says, get it out of here. Out of bio. Sky high with the block.
That was the play that ended the game last night in overtime. The Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Final versus the Miami Heat. They lost the game 117 to 114 in what was a nail biter, a heartbreaker.
It's only game one. It can't be a heartbreaker yet. It's a heartbreaker if they were out.
No, they should have won.
Yeah, that was tough. They were up by double digits a couple of times during the game.
Yep.
Kemba's not playing well.
Game one.
I know. It's only game one.
It was a great game of basketball. It was really fun to watch, but we should have won that game.
And Jason Tatum, our star, and him having his son sitting courtside for the game, Deuce, was just spectacular.
There's a video of them reuniting, and Brad Stevens says, I want you guys to know the best part about the bubble, we've been here for 70 days, was me walking down the hall with Deuce. That is the nicest thing I have ever. I was not well yesterday. Not well.
I got to tell you, after that game, I may have threw a grown man tantrum for like 15 minutes and even potentially Googled how to not take sports so seriously.
Celtics Heat game 2 is tomorrow. That game is at 7 o'clock, and then game 3 will be on Saturday at 8:30.
Knowing you have a problem is the first step, Dan.
And then I remember that they were oversized men putting a ball in the hoop doesn't change my life.
There you go.
But it does.
Unless they win the next game, then it changes everything.
Of course. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
The Good Vibe Tribe is brought to you by Coca-Cola. This is exciting. This happened here in Boston, in Woburn. A local radio station got involved with the Venmo Challenge. If you don't know what the Venmo Challenge is, that's where people collect money in their Venmo account from their friends and their family. They donate a couple of bucks. And then that person goes out to a restaurant and unknowingly to the server tips them all of that money. And the Venmo Challenge hit here yesterday in Woburn. It was at a restaurant in Dorchester called the Blarney Stone. The server was a guy named Noah. And the radio personality that did it on the local morning radio show in Boston, her name was Kennedy.
Yes, it was.
And Kennedy laid down a tip yesterday of $2,855.33. $53.33. My apologies.
Don't ever get the numbers wrong. The accountants are listening.
So you know this story, Kennedy.
I heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen the video, by the way, it is spectacular. And Noah, the guy that got the big old tip, said he was going to share it with everybody at the restaurant, which was super cool.
He's good vibes right there.
Yeah, that is really good. If you want to see see our Venmo challenge. It is up on Instagram. It's at Mix1041 if you look up on Instagram. All right, moving on inside the Good Vibe Tribe, a high school teacher in Wisconsin welcomed kids back with a parody of the Friends theme, where all the lyrics are about distance learning. You can look that up on the teacher's Facebook page. A woman in New York kept her granddaughter entertained in the lockdown by building houses for mythical creatures.
What?
They made 14 tiny homes outside for fairies to live in, and then did a tour that other kids can go on, and they posted it, a virtual version, on YouTube. So just look up mythical creature houses on YouTube, and you can take a tour of all of these things.
That is so cute.
A few months ago, a guy in Virginia bought lunch for his town's entire police force just to say thanks. All 130 cops, secretaries, and custodians. But he felt like it still wasn't enough. So this month, he did the same thing for the entire fire department. This could be huge. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh have a new drug that could help you make antibodies without getting the virus. They say it could protect you for weeks or months and also might help people recover from the virus. That is really good
news. That's awesome.
Yep. Way more cats may have the coronavirus than we think. A new study from China tested 102 cats and found 15 of them had coronavirus antibodies, which would suggest that they had and beat the virus.
Okay.
So they think that that might be able to
that
help them to do research. Sure. Kudos to the guy that or girl that works for this company. There's a line of hand sanitizer. It's called Leaf Free, L-E-A-F-R-E-E. And they are recalling it now because they accidentally printed edible alcohol on the bottle.
Oh.
Somebody noticed that. So good work
good
there
on us.
Noticing that. What do we have for some Good Vibe Tribe audio?
So I realize that swearing might not be thought of as good vibe stuff.
Yes.
However, I think that we all have things that help us, you know, if we're feeling a certain kind of way.
Sure.
Sometimes you just say a word and it makes you feel a little bit better.
Should have heard
you
me gotta, last night.
You got to let it fly sometimes.
Indeed. And I think the king of swearing is Samuel L. Jackson.
Of course.
So Samuel L. Jackson has taken his love for swearing and his want for you to register to vote and put them together in a PSA.
Listen up. If 2,500 of you head to my head count link to make sure you're hashtag good to vote, I will teach you to swear in 15 different languages.
Oh, okay.
I think I can do it in four.
I can do it in two, three.
Well, let's see. I can do French, German, Korean, English. That's four. Mm-hmm. Probably Spanish. Five.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oof. That's pretty good.
Can do English and townie. But so... Could we air that? Is cursing in Hungarian still an FCC fine?
Yes.
Oh, the more you know.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
And, of course, the Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by our amazing friends at Coca-Cola.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, after months of delays due to the coronavirus, the 55th annual Academy of Country Music Awards are finally happening tonight. The show was supposed to take place in Vegas back in April, but obviously that got forced to postpone. So they decided to take the show back to Nashville. Tonight's show featuring performances from three iconic music venues, the Grand Ole Opry House, the Ryman Auditorium, and the Bluebird Cafe. Keith Urban is hosting. He will perform his new single, One Too Many, with Pink.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what he has to say about the show.
It's going to be a really, really good show. I'm going to be hosting from the Grand Ole Opry House. We're going to really bring the best in Nashville out to everybody.
That's cool.
We will see the return of Taylor Swift, as we talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. She'll be performing at the Grand Ole Opry. Other performers, Kelsey Ballerini, Gabby Barrett, Maren Morris, Thomas Rhett, and Old Dominion at the Ryman. New artist winners Riley Green and Tennille Towns, Jimmy Allen, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Tim McGraw at the Bluebird Cafe,
wow.
Kane Brown, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Dan and Shay, Florida George Line at the Opry. In addition, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are going to do it. Carrie Underwood will pay tribute to legendary female Opry members performing songs from Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, Barbara Mandrell, Martina McBride, Reba McEntire, Dolly Parton.
Wow.
It's going to be a great show.
And Trisha Yearwood will perform her Every Girl track, I'll Carry You Home, during the show's In Memoriam segment.
Mm.
So, of course, the Entertainment of the Year category is always the one that everybody talks about. Carrie Underwood, the only female nominee, up against Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, and Thomas Rhett tonight. 8 o'clock, CBS.
I hope she wins. I got to go see a show once at the Ryman in Nashville. I saw Jesse McCartney.
That's incredible.
Doing Beautiful Soul. My daughters were so, I mean, I was greatest dad ever.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of 13-year-old screaming girls at the Ryman.
I thought you were going to say my daughters were so jealous.
But, yeah. Sorry, girls.
I really did.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Kim Kardashian, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Foxx are just a few of the celebrities suspending their use of Facebook and Instagram today in protest. For the record, Stop the Hate for Profit is an ongoing campaign launched by the NAACP, Common Sense Media, and the Anti-Defamation League to hold social media companies accountable for hate on their platforms. The goal is for people not to post on Instagram, so that Facebook, which owns Instagram, will get the message that it's time for letting their platform, it's time to stop letting their platforms be used to spread hate speech in the interest of fairness. Huh. So if all goes according to plan, the social media platforms will, among other things, remove Facebook groups promoting violence, militia groups, white supremacy, conspiracy theories, and other harmful content, remove misinformation posts, and slap people with fact checks. Others on board include Katy Perry, Demi Lovato, Sacha Baron Cohen, Judd Apatow, Amy Schumer, Sarah Silverman, and Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, I just saw Zach Braff post this. And I think it's really important because I don't think people pay enough attention to the fact that Facebook owns Instagram.
To the facts, period?
To the facts, period, and that Facebook owns Instagram. So okay. It's everywhere you see. And it's scary the amount of hate speech you see on Facebook. It's actually terrifying.
I don't know how much of a dent this will make.
Yeah, I don't know if the government forced them, but on my app now, it says at the bottom of the Instagram, when you open it, it says presented by Facebook. So I don't know if the government made them do that or they're just telling people. I just have gotten in the thing to unfollow people now. I'm just over it. Like if you're putting up cat memes, I'm in. But if you're like sharing hate speech or just anything, I'm out.
But there's also a bigger picture of that, Carson, in terms of people who perhaps aren't as savvy as you might be,
right?
Who see things and believe them to be truthful.
The amount of people who will just see something on the internet and take it as gospel is shocking.
So we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And Justin Bieber has confirmed details of this new single, Annie Dow.
Yes.
The tune called Holy will drop on Friday. And it will be Chance the Rapper will be a part of the song. Also, he will release a short film to accompany the tune. He shared photos from the shoot on Instagram. He's sort of like in overalls. His face is all dirty.
Muddy,
I'm not exactly sure what it is all about. If he's toiling in the soil and reaping what he sows, I don't know.
So the director of this video also directed Cardi and Meg's WAP, which is, I think amazing.
An interesting turn to go from here to Christian rock. That's cool. That's
so I'm really thinking it's going to be way more gospel because Chance's last album was a little bit like that too. He's very open about his faith, and obviously Justin is as well. So I'm interested to see what
Did you see the video, Kennedy, for Drake's song with DJ Khaled called Pop Star?
No.
And so it's Justin Bieber kind of being Drake in the video. And so Drake's not in the video, just at the beginning of it, and Khaled's not in the video, but it's Bieber as Drake in the video, and he's just like living the life of a glamorous pop star.
And the lyrics of the video, in the lyrics of the song, I'm saying, he says, like, you usually need a Bieber face to get this famous.
Right.
Because it's all about the Bieber face.
Oh, I love that.
And it's in a party house, and there's girls everywhere.
Was he doing the Hotline Bling thing in the box?
It was all of it. He was, you know, flipping the middle finger to the world, and all of the clothes, and the cars, and the women, and the extravagance.
I love it.
I think he was mocking them all.
Okay. Scooter Braun responded to the song's announcement with the comment, "A new era begins," which a lot of people are saying this shows his shift to perhaps Christian rock or whatever. So
he was in that video too. All Scooter dancing, Kennedy. Yes. That's what you need in your life. Scooter Braun dancing.
I'm not a Scooter Braun person. So anyway, moving along. Coming up at 7:30, you guys, Chris Evans speaking out about that picture.
Yep.
And a big announcement from Cardi B.
What picture, Kennedy, from Chris Evans are you speaking of?
Well, it's not a picture I looked at, but it is a picture that
you didn't see it.
I would never look for that. No, not in 150 years.
I didn't see it either.
No,
I did see it. It was by accident, though. Somebody's like, "Oh, look what happened to Chris Evans," and I was like, "Oh, there it is."
It's like a picture of his camera roll.
Yeah, like I didn't know. I was like, "What am I looking at?" And then I was like, "Oh, now I see what."
I mean,
I'm looking
at. Obviously, people screenshotted it from his Insta story, put it all over Twitter. So if you were scrolling, you saw it. But
yeah, I don't know how you didn't see it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Any electrician can flip a switch. But only John Kinney of Woburn, Massachusetts can make a customer light up like this.
Please don't pinch me because I don't want to wake up. Yeah.
That's one fine electrician.
Oh, 1,000 times over.
Last month, 72-year-old Gloria Scott called John to fix a ceiling light. But he soon discovered that broken light was the least of her problems.
So we were talking about this story yesterday in something that we have on the show that started during the pandemic that we call the Good Vibe Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And we highlight good stories that have happened during the pandemic because there's just been so much negative news.
We need it.
We needed it. We want to highlight some of the good stuff. And we heard this story. And then, you know, that's national news from Woburn.
Yeah, someone needs to talk to CBS News.
All right. And while we were talking about the story, we get a text message that says, oh my gosh, that's my cousin. And so we reached out to John. We asked him to come on the show this morning. John Kinney, an electrician from Woburn. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for coming on this morning. Why did you start this Facebook page, Nice Old Lady Needs Help?
Well, basically, I got called out to our house because the lights weren't working. I got the lights working. They were in real rough shape. But when the lights turned on, I seen that, you know, she had a lot of other repairs that had to be done. So I got a few volunteers together that first week. We went over there. We did some yard work. And then when we were there, we kind of seen that there was a lot of other stuff to do. So that's when I created the fundraiser.
How you say that you just reached out to other people, so other craftsmen, craftspeople in your industry, and you just kind of said, hey, there's this nice old lady, and she needs plumbing. And they were like, I'll be there.
So it began with just a group of my friends, and then when I started the fundraiser and I took some pictures and some videos and told everybody what was going on, I reached out to other tradesmen, and just the support started pouring in. Plumbers, roofers, landscapers, everybody just started coming forward asking what they could do to help.
And have you looked at your fundraising page recently? Do you know how much is on there?
Yeah, I looked at it yesterday. It was almost, it's incredible. It's almost at $100,000 right now.
Holy smokes.
Wow. John, $100,000.
Yeah, it's incredible. I remember when I first started it, like I was expecting to raise a few hundred dollars and maybe patch her kitchen ceiling. And now it's we're going to basically be able to give her a brand new house.
And John, what can you tell us about Gloria? It doesn't say too much in the story. She's 72 years old and the house had fallen in disrepair.
She's been living there since 1969. So that's a long time.
What have you learned about her and her life?
So I've been there every day for the last month, and you know, she's just a sweet lady. You know, she was a figure skater when she was younger. Oh. She grew up, she had a daughter. The daughter kind of went off. They're not talking anymore. She's been in the same house since the 60s. Her parents passed away. And for the last 10 years, she's just kind of been in there by herself, isolated from the world, you know?
Wow. What has it been like for her to chat with you, you know, being so long on your own and then suddenly all of these people in the house? Have you been able to see a noticeable change in her demeanor?
Oh, it's a complete 180 from the woman I first met him. A month ago to how she is now. It's a complete 180. It's, you know, she's really gotten her life back. She's out there. She's got a ton of friends. She just really warmed up to everybody. She makes us lunch, and you know, she's out there watering her garden and stuff now. It's amazing to watch.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to John Kinney. He's an electrician. He works in Woburn. He got called out on a job for a woman named Gloria Scott. And while he was there, he realized the house was in disrepair. He decided he wanted to help out. He started a Facebook page called Nice Old Lady Needs Help.
Honest. No clickbait there. Just
I love
realness.
It. Straight to the point.
Succinct.
And now people have donated over $100,000. So can people still do that? Can people still donate?
Yeah, so the fundraiser page is still up there. And like I said, you know, this is like turned into a movement, and this is just the beginning. We want to keep going with this. Ever since it started, I'm getting calls every day now. There's people all over the world in similar situations to Gloria. And so half the calls I'm getting are for help, and the other half the calls for people looking to help me. So we want to see chapters of Gloria's Gladiators all over the United States.
Stop
Gloria's
it.
Gladiators.
What? Gloria's Gladiators?
Oh,
that's what it's
God.
Called? You're kidding me.
We got a name to it. It's a movement now. There's a Facebook group page. We got over 5,000 members. And for anybody that's listening right now, I want to challenge you to go out and do a small act of kindness today. And, you know, if everybody starts doing this together, we can make some serious changes in the world.
John, you are unbelievable.
This is the news we need today.
You are what everyone should aspire to be.
John, what compelled you to go back to Gloria's house after the weekend? Because I feel like most people would have just fixed her light and gone on with their life.
I don't want to believe that. You know, like I told you, I seen her on a Saturday and the condition she was living in, and it just stuck with me the whole weekend. And it wasn't a question. I just knew I had to get back there. And I hope that, like, a lot of other people would have done the same thing, and I believe they would have.
I believe you, too. I believe they would have.
Yeah.
Can't. I'm sorry. I'm a mess.
I really am, too.
I got dusty in there real quick. Somebody
yeah,
cut,
it's
cut
just the whole community. Everything's just been, it's a miracle every day I've been witnessing since it started. And the whole community coming together, there's restaurant owners, there's all types of tradespeople, the community, volunteers. It's just, it's a miracle every single day.
John, you're the best. You really are. You're awesome.
Really?
Great job.
You.
And we're going to help you spread the word and get more people yep. supporting Glorious mm-hmm. Gladiators and see what we can do to help you in your mission.
Wow.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
All right. Bye, John.
Bye-bye.
John Kenny, he's an electrician in Woburn. He started a Facebook group called Nice Old Lady Needs Help for Gloria. And it's now over $100,000, and I guess they started a movement called Glorious Gladiators.
I'm on the Facebook group right now, and I'm just, like, there's someone out there who skated with her back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But is this that Gloria? Like,
I want to be a fraction of yeah. what that man is.
I have to do something good today.
Like, everybody.
I feel compelled. I need to now.
Absolutely.
I just need to go wipe the tears off my face.
Wow.
Carson and Kennedy. Weekdays 5:30 to 10 and 24/7 on mix1041.com. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So we just had a chance to talk with Jim Kinney. He's an electrician in Woburn, and he started a Facebook page called Nice Old Lady Needs Help. And he went in there and has put together this team of people that are remodeling her entire house. She's 72 years old, and her house was in complete disarray, which has turned into another group started called Glorious Gladiators.
I mean, just in a few short weeks, this went from
right
turbo boosted.
If yes. you would like to donate, you can look up the Nice Old Lady Needs Help on Facebook. They are now at about $100,000.
I just shared the link on our Facebook page as
okay,
well.
Okay, great.
You
thank you.
Follow Mix 104.1 on Facebook.
And a text from the 207 said Venmo challenge total. It was $2,853.33.
Correct.
You can see that video on our Instagram page. And about John Kinney, the electrician, a text from the 978. I can't stop the tears from rolling down my face. Thank you for the story. That was a pretty amazing guy. Very, very
good. Good stuff.
Yep.
Way too
a
much
whole
bad
movement
stuff.
Starts with one guy. Yeah. It's incredible.
It could be a movie. Disney movie.
Oh, maybe it will be.
And they can charge you $30 on top of your subscription fee.
But it'll help a nice old lady, so it's worth it.
It's Carson and Kennedy. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So Chris Evans is speaking out about that picture. In case you missed it, he accidentally posted a video that showed...
Or a screen grab, I guess.
Well, it was a video.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, what you saw was somebody...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
In any event.
Thank you for explaining.
It appeared to be his Captain America over the weekend. However, he had a sense of humor about it. He's taken the opportunity to get people talking about what really matters, which is going to the polls. And he was on Tamron Hall's show yesterday, and he said this.
You've used this to get our eyes on something that is more important.
Yeah, that's called turning a frown upside down, Tamron. it was an interesting weekend full of lessons learned, a lot of teachable moments. You know, things happen. It's embarrassing. You got to roll with the punches. I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans. Hmm.
I think he handled this just so well.
Yeah.
And just made it funny
yes.
and a little self-deprecating, but then tried to find mm-hmm. a way to make it just do something good as well.
That's why he's Captain America,
right.
Kennedy.
Yep. He's the hero we all need.
He's a good Sudbury boy.
That's why he's the only one that can lift Mjolnir.
Mm.
Cardi B has filed divorce from Offset just shy of their third wedding anniversary. She put in the paperwork yesterday in an Atlanta courthouse, reportedly after finding out that he had cheated on her, again.
Wow.
They are separated and the divorce is contested since she's listed as the plaintiff and him as the defendant, which means he's fighting it, I guess, in some way, shape, or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
She wants primary physical and legal custody as well as child support for their 2-year-old daughter, Culture. So here's a little Cardi B timeline for you.
Yes.
This all happened kind of fast.
Yep.
So they secretly married in September of 2017.
Yes.
It wasn't confirmed until 2018. In January of 2018, that's when the cheating rumors came out. He was suspected of cheating on her, that he made a sex tape with somebody else. It wasn't the first time, but she said, I don't care what you think. I'm standing by this person. She said, I'm going to make a decision in my own time with my heart and mind. I don't need to be rushed or told what to do. It's my life. Because everybody's like, why are you doing that? In February of 2018, TMZ said that Cardi B was pregnant.
Yep.
Also in February, she explained why she stayed with Offset and basically says, none of your business. In 2018, she performed on Saturday Night Live, and she was very visibly pregnant, so obviously she confirmed that. July 11, 2018, Culture was born. On August of 2018, this is when the whole Cardi B, I hired people to beat up strippers happened, because they were allegedly the ones that did these things with Offset. So in December of 2018, Cardi says, we've split. Also in December, Cardi Offset starts with those tweets. I miss you. Come back. I love you. I messed up. I'm selfish. In the middle of December, Cardi's performing. Offset comes on stage. Take me back. Take me back. He vows to change his ways in January.
Don't they all, Kennedy?
And then in February is the comeback tour. They appear together at the Grammys, the Billboard Music Awards. They are clearly a couple. Everything
looks great. It's a tale as old as time, Kennedy.
September of 2019, anniversary. December, forgiveness. August of this year, we got a little drama in Elle magazine. And today she filed for divorce. So no one else is talking right now, but perhaps she just said enough is enough.
That sucks. You know, obviously, if she's unhappy, she's got to do what she's got to do, what she thinks is best. Having been through divorce, it's just terrible. It's so heartbreaking. You feel like a failure. You feel like, you know, like you love somebody. You were going to start a family. You were doing this because you wanted to do it. And then when it all falls apart, it's just...
Well, it's difficult if one person in the relationship isn't...
Is not faithful.
Isn't playing a part of
time. Oh, believe me. I've been there. I get it. But it's still, it doesn't make it hurt any less because they were terrible people. Like, I still felt horrible going through it. You know what I mean?
Like, it's not a fun thing to go through.
Yeah, like, you start looking at yourself. You're like, what did I do wrong? What did I do to cause them to go cheat?
I don't think Cardi B feels that way. Cardi B is very confident in her life.
It sucks when you have a little kid involved.
Yeah,
you just want what's best for them at this point. So, and Lil Nas X is about to add author to his resume. He has announced on social media he'll be releasing the children's book, C is for Country, next year.
Stop.
He said, I'm dropping the best kids book of all time soon. Yeah. C is for Country. It's out January 5th, 2021 from Random House Kids. I can't wait to share it with you. It's aimed for kids ages 3 to 7, and it will educate kids on their ABCs, and it will follow Lil Nas and his horse, Panini.
I didn't know his horse was named Panini.
Lil Nas X.
Is that
so much?
Is that new? The horse is named Panini?
He's
I didn't know that.
He's just naming it after his song.
I love that.
It's not that deep.
He's in the book. He's never had a book, you see. So therefore, the horse in the book is Panini.
I know. And I'm just like shocked by this news. I love that the horse is named Panini. I had no idea.
I just love him so much. If you're not following him on Twitter.
He's hysterical.
Please go do that today. He makes everything better. The internet is hot garbage besides Lil Nas.
He makes bops.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and we have gout on the show. We have gout
get
on
that
the show.
Gout.
So,
scurvy is next.
if you've had a little bit of a weird schedule during the pandemic, maybe you haven't been listening in a while. Welcome back. I know a lot of people are kind of
nice
getting
to
back
you.
To somewhat of a normal schedule.
Yep.
School's slowly going back. Or maybe you're just new to the show. You've never listened to the show before. Hello. Welcome. Kennedy and I have been friends for 21 years. Been doing the show together for 16 years, I think, now.
At least.
Dan's been here 7 or 8 years.
Yep.
Producer Dan's been here for a minute.
Annie's to get rid of.
Annie's been here, I think, 3 years now.
Yeah, almost.
Is that right?
Almost.
2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's been a big year for Annie. 2020 is a lot going on. Annie has a boyfriend now that she's been dating for, I think, five months.
Sure.
And Annie recently moved out of her parents' house into her first apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And now it turns out that her boyfriend, Rob, has gout.
Yeah.
And when you said that, my first question is, I've heard of gout. I think my great-grandmother had it.
Yeah.
What is gout for people that don't know?
So gout is a buildup of uric acid. So uric acid is found in high sugar foods, a lot of red meat. So it causes this buildup in your joints, pretty much. It's similar to arthritis.
Right.
They just can't pass it as well as other people can, so it makes a buildup.
And it's generally older people that get this.
Right, and usually get it in like your big toe. That's what I read a lot of.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
Really in your big
toe. In your big toe?
It's a big toe thing. Yeah. Very much so, a big toe.
Heather's from Woburn. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Your husband, he got it in his 20s?
Yes. and he's over 50 now, but it's a lot of stress will cause it, and he'll have flare-ups every now and then. He's had surgeries. It's awful.
What did he do? Did the doctors tell him something he should do, changing your lifestyle, or do you just deal with it when it comes and goes?
Both, a little bit of both, but mostly he can tell when he's starting to get a flare-up. He's supposed to take medicine every day, but it messes with you. The medicine does, but he mostly just kind of watches what he's eating, and yeah, he just can't really avoid stress with his diet, but I mean with his work. But a lot of stress will bring it out, and it is, at first, when I first met him, I was like, why is he in so much pain? Just the sheet, like the sheet of the bed, well, to touch it,
yeah,
is so painful. Wow. It's awful.
They say you can't even run a tissue across it. It's like hot to the touch.
No,
his elbow was legit red. And I feel so bad.
And it will flare up.
Right, because you don't, like, I'm not experiencing the pain, so I don't know. And right, when he first said it, I was like, you're being a baby.
I feel like Annie said to him, suck it up, buttercup.
100%. Yeah. Annie's bedside manner, you know.
I have a very high pain threshold. Like, I'm like, no, you're fine. And, like, now I'm like, okay.
I've had three kids.
Right.
But they are in extreme pain. He's had three surgeries in his elbow and in the back of his heel. And the one on his heel was like a 6-hour surgery because...
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hope he's not listening right now. Rob, turn off the radio.
This is what you signed up for, Annie.
No.
You're a gout nurse now.
So I'm reading here, Annie. It's
all right, thank you for that.
Obviously,
thank you,
force fluids, because that helps move your body. But
yes,
then avoiding beer.
Yep.
Avoiding high purine foods and sugary drinks,
yeah,
which I guess includes red meat. So how are we feeling about this?
So I was talking to him about it because I was like, all right, let's just switch up the diet and see if it'll work a little bit. He eats red meat like 4 times a week, which that's obviously, I mean, your body is probably used to it. But if you're doing that, if you're doing things in excess, mm-hmm, this is what's going to happen. I don't eat stuff like that. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be like, hey, live my lifestyle, because we're just different people. But hey, maybe live my lifestyle.
Are you going to try to force vegetables in his mouth?
We're
here
trying.
Comes the train.
We're really
from
trying.
From the 617, my 27-year-old friend got it from too much beer and seafood.
No beer. I'd rather have gout.
I know. Honestly, me too. But I think it's something that you have to be aware of. Now that you've got it once, you got to...
So many people are saying cherry juice. Cherry juice is like the answer that everybody is sending in right now.
Which just sounds so crazy to me. But I feel bad because I was laughing so hard at him at first because you're 28 years old and
you have gout.
And you have gout,
right,
which is for old people usually. Mm-hmm. But now that you see how much like pain they go through, and like he couldn't extend his arm. And I was like, this is absurd.
Somebody says there's cherry tablets if he doesn't want to do the cherry juice.
Okay.
Is he going to go see a doctor, or is he being a man and he's not going to go see a doctor?
So I took him to an urgent care.
You did?
Oh,
and he died.
Of course I did. I was like, we're not dealing with this. I don't do this whole, like, I'm not going to the doctors. You're going to the doctors. Like, this is what they're here for.
Yes. Mm.
And if you're in that much pain, then you're going to need to figure out what's wrong with you. And I'm not listening to you whine. I can't deal with whiners.
Mm-hmm. It has to be tart cherry juice is what I'm told from the 201. It can't be just cherry juice. It has to be tart.
Okay.
I'm on all of these medical websites, and not one says cherry juice anywhere.
Really?
I'm just going to throw that out there. So
you think our listeners are lying to?
I don't think anyone's lying to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just think that there's a doctor.
Right.
From the 401, drink whiskey and hard cider instead.
He's a big whiskey boy, so. Mm,
hold on, let me grab Mary real quick. Mary is from Mansfield. What did you want to say, Mary?
Cherry juice will cut the uric acid. You can get it at like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. And stay away from beer.
That's the problem, you see. He's a 28-year-old man. How do we do this? Do we got to switch into vodka? Is that what we're doing?
I don't want to do that. Because then I have to deal with that.
But wine. You drink wine now.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Tito's. Go to Tito's. The Tito's solves everything.
Girl, you know that Tito's is a different drunk than beer drunk, and then what's going to happen there?
Tito's and cherry juice. That's what I'm saying. We'll call it the Rob.
It's the Gautarita.
My whole diet.
The Gautini.
My whole diet is beer and red meat. I must be mostly gout.
Oh, my gosh.
Gout,
the Gautaria.
I can't believe this is my life.
Poor Rob.
Did you think you'd get in a relationship and immediately turn 70?
Mm. I'm not 70. Don't bring me into this.
Hey, love that she's taking his ass right here. She doesn't care. I don't care about it. Let's go.
Dinner at the restaurant at 4:30, you and Rob today, since you're both now 70.
Yeah, he's having cherry juice. I'll have whatever I want. I don't have gout.
And he's like, I'll have a McUltra steak. Thanks. So my friend here will have
your tartest of cherry juice
and your kale.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.